Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
And here we go.
Dr. Evil, we have a problem.
This is going to be cool.
I mean, after all, you're nerds.
They look like a couple of dorks.
Perfect. We couldn't have planned this better.
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
What's happened? Stuff.
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
What?
English, do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And welcome, everybody, to the Weekend Sports Report. I am Packer Dave. We got guys all over North America ready to talk about sports today on the Weekend Sports Report. John Poulter, our professor of sports from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, joins us later in the program, talking baseball and hockey at this point in the year. We'll have Jeff Rich, and he's from Arizona, but a Cleveland native, talking all about the NFL and the good games coming up this weekend. And Marty Zivin will join us shortly. He is the producer of the week this week, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But the Packers last week, 28-7 winners over the Dallas Cowboys at Lambeau Field, putting a fork in Dallas's season. And the Chicago Bears lose to the Washington Redskins in Chicago. Their season is over. A few Robbie Gould field goals go in, and they might be in playoff contention, but not right now. For Green Bay, the running game really comes through. Eddie Lacy with 124 yards in the game against Dallas, averaging 5.2 yards a carry in that game, and James Starks averaging 6.5 yards per carry with 71 yards in the game. Even Aaron Rodgers joining in with 27 yards on the ground. And I know it's the Cowboys and the Cowboys defense, but it was good to see the Packer running game get back into gear. Eddie Lacy, 3 out of his last 4 games, over 100 yards. This is the right time of the year to give Eddie Lacy the football. The Packers take on the Oakland Raiders, and that will be in Oakland. Oakland at 6-7, and they're still in the playoff hunt in the AFC remotely, but they're still in. Outside of the running game, the special teams for the Packers doing well. Jeff Janis, admirable job on punt returns and punt coverage. And Green Bay right now with 9 wins and looking to clinch the NFC North in the next few weeks. And a big game following Oakland in Arizona. A lot of people are thinking that's going to be Lambeau Field Southwest because a lot of Packer fans will be at that game in Arizona. But first, the Oakland Raiders, and the Packers have to take care of them. In the passing game, Aaron Rodgers, only 218 yards last week, but he didn't need it with the rushing game the way it was going. And the Packer defense really stepping up, only allowing 7 points for the Dallas Cowboys. And the Chicago Bears, as we mentioned, out of playoff contention. They cannot win at Soldier Field, and Robbie Gould costing him. And from Chicago, our producer this week, he steps in where Steve Leventhal having some health issues this week. We hope he has a speedy recovery. But we bring in Marty Zivin off the bench a few years since doing all this. And Marty,
Rusty,
welcome to the show.
Rusty is all get up out here, but glad to be here. But hope that Steve, of course, gets better and quickly, because this sitting in his place, nobody can replace him.
Well, that's true. He's one of a kind. We will admit that, Marty.
Of course.
Marty, from ZCOM Radio in Chicago, and his website, zcomradio.com. Great music and up there, 2 different radio stations at zcomradio.com. Marty helping us to produce here today, but he's in Chicago. And the Bears kind of disappointed in Robbie Gould the last couple of weeks.
Well,
he could have won the 49er game for him and possibly helped him in the Washington game here last week.
This is where that 30-yard extra point seems to be really spooking him, because he's been missing what would have been even 30 yards was a chip shot for him.
Yeah, and that was a 36-yarder that he missed against the 49ers a couple weeks ago. Last week, it would have been a long field goal, but they would have been back in the game against the Redskins. But unfortunately, they lose, and what looked pretty good a few weeks ago for the Bears, they're climbing back into it, but just not enough. And Marty, the defense not making the stops when they needed to.
Oh, they've been horrible throughout the entire season. There have been some spots in the second half of against Green Bay where there was some decent decent defense, but for the most part, you know, this is a quote a work in progress. John Fox has now gone from this great guru of football to another palooka.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that there's potential there. They're in every game, and you have to give them that because they were not at this time last year.
And but like Green Bay, they're having problems on the offense because of injuries.
Yeah, but now they're coming back, and you can see with James Starks, Eddie Lacy, things are clicking, and at receiver, Randall Cobb had a good game last week. Richard Rodgers at tight end is starting to come through in his second year. So there's, you know, I think if the Packers can really keep this running game going, they have a shot here going into the final weeks and going into the playoffs. And we have a lot coming up on the show. Jeff Rich will join us next. He is in Arizona, but he's from Cleveland. We will talk about the Arizona Cardinals coming back here on the program and all the games, the slate of games coming up this weekend in the NFL. And as I mentioned, John Poulter from Toronto joining us later in the program on baseball and hockey. It's all coming up right here on the Weekend Sports Report.
If you're like me, you prefer the look and aroma of a live Christmas tree, but you also know how quickly they can dry out. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to keep your tree watered right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
If you have a live Christmas tree, you already know how important it is to keep it watered regularly. Nothing can spoil the Christmas mood as much as a dry tree that sheds its needles every day by the pound. To keep from having to stoop down and pour water into a tree stand every other day and risk spilling it all over the floor, try this. Attach a small section of garden hose to a regular funnel. Make sure the diameter of the funnel spout will fit snugly into the hose. Feed the hose up the trunk line and place the funnel just inside the branches of the tree, about 3 feet off the floor. Now, when it's time for watering, simply pour the water into the funnel. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-735-0497 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-735-0497. That's 1-800-735-0497. Again, 1-800-735-0497.
Dave here. Want to offer some good online music sites if you like listening to music online. ZCom Radio. They have two different stations. Gems plays Ricky Nelson, Herman's Hermits, Buddy Holly, Fats Domino. And The Choice plays stuff like Boston, the Doobie Brothers, Stones, Peter Frampton. You got MileHighRadio.com. They do Dan Fogelberg, the band, Poco, the Eagles, the Outlaws, and softhits.net. They've got Elton John, Tina Turner, James Taylor, Carly Simon, Simon and Garfunkel, and more. Online radio. Welcome back to the Weekend Sports Report. I'm Packer Dave. And now we bring in from the Sports Byline USA radio network. You can hear him this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time. That's 8 a.m. Pacific time at sportsbyline.com. Also, he's host and producer of the Suits and Laterals podcast, suitsandlaterals.com, which you can hear on the morethanafan.net site that he also heads up. He is Jeff Rich. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Packer Dave, good to be here. We've reached winter in Arizona. I actually had to layer up, man.
I hear you. I haven't been at the pool for almost I've been around the pool, but not in the pool since like last week. It's ridiculous here. It's supposed to be in the 70s next couple days, though, so we're good. And Marty, say hello to our friend Jeff here.
Hello there, Jeff. And we've had some of the warmest weather we've had for December. It looks more like September here.
I'll tell you what, Marty. I had an invitation back in August to go to the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's Philadelphia in early December. So that was the reason I didn't go. And then the weather is just more than cooperative with a thin-blood Arizonan like myself.
Yeah, well, the weather is tilted. I've been down in Arizona where in March for spring training where it's been warmer in Chicago than it's been down in Phoenix.
Oh, it happens from time to time. The bizarro weather gods play their part.
Okay, now Marty and Jeff, we're going to talk about some of these games here on the slate. And Jeff, first, Thursday night, was that the last game in St. Louis, do you think?
Oh, you know what? I didn't really think much of it until I saw the signs at the end. The hangers-on believe that the Rams belong in St. Louis, and it's great to see, but it ripped some of those scabs off from 95 as we said goodbye to our beloved Cleveland Browns, and they never actually returned to Cleveland. So, St. Louis has had two football teams for over a decade in my lifetime, if you go back to the St. Louis Cardinals days. My wife asked me as we were watching last night and asked if, what the problem is, why is St. Louis losing a second team in 20 years? And it's just, does football just not work in St. Louis? It's a baseball crazy town, but Cincinnati seems to survive that stigma just fine.
Okay, and the Rams come away with a win there. You never know with Jeff Fitcher. He can hang on with those 7-9 records, and now they're moving to another city possibly, and he's had experience there. So people are thinking Jeff Fisher will be staying in St. Louis, maybe. Jeff Rich is with us from the Sports Byline USA Network. Okay, let's look at some of the games on the slate for the weekend. There is a Jets-Dallas game Saturday night on the NFL Network. That's a 7:30, I believe. That's 7:30 Central kickoff, 8:30 Eastern. Dallas finally the last nail in their coffin when the Packers took care of them last week. And the Jets looking like they may be one of the wild card teams. Quick thoughts on that one before we move to the Sunday games, Jeff.
Well, for the playoffs, when you're talking about the playoffs this season, for the Jets, every game is a playoff game from here on out. I think that Todd Bowles believes that they need to go to 11-5 to ensure themselves a playoff spot. And when you look at the 6-7 teams, the 7-6 teams, you figure if you get to 11, you're probably going to be okay. I'm sure the NFL Network is going to sell this as an important game for the Dallas Cowboys, who are still in the hunt in the NFC East. Just completely inexcusable, the caliber of play that we've had there. No team willing to take the reins and run away with this division. So I like the Jets big on the road. They're going to be sold like they've never played football before because they're playing the almighty Dallas Cowboys. But, the reality of the situation is the Cowboys are 4-9 for a reason, and it goes beyond the absence of Tony Romo for a good part of the season.
Well, they were pretty bad last week. And, Marty, I don't think you saw the Packer game itself. Maybe you did.
Oh, I've seen the Packer game. That's the only one that you can see in the on the late game on Sunday afternoon.
In the Chicago area, appropriate, isn't it? Did you see any shots, Marty, of Jerry Jones up in the box last week? I didn't see one. They didn't go to him at all. He must have said, this is going to be a slaughter. Don't come to me.
Well, either that or he wasn't even there. I think he was there.
He always is there.
Why would you go to Wisconsin in December? It's like going to Philadelphia in December, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they only show him when the team is when Dallas is winning.
Okay, now let's move on. Houston at Indianapolis, Jeff, two sub-500 teams trying to keep lead in that division. Boy, that's a hard one to pick. Houston looked pretty bad last week.
Houston looked pretty bad. They've got quarterback questions, but ditto for the Colts. This is kind of a de facto AFC South championship. It doesn't clinch for anyone, but it certainly puts the winner in the driver's seat. I just think the Texans are a better football team. I think they're more well-rounded on defense. I think that they can survive the unfortunate things that have happened, injury-wise on the offensive side of the ball. I don't like the Texans big, but I like them more than the Colts in this one.
Yeah, but, Atlanta's at Jacksonville. Jacksonville only one game behind those two other teams. And, all these division teams play each other at the very end of the year. So there's still a chance for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've kind of stuck around in this bad division.
They're finally coming around. Sooner or later, when you stockpile draft picks and you get a lot of young talent, it's going to pan out unless you're the Cleveland Football Browns. I like Jacksonville at home. Atlanta's just continues their swoon. When they start out 5-0 and everybody was ready to crown Kyle Shanahan the next great head coach, and Dan Quinn why wasn't he a head coach sooner? And they turned into pumpkins, and they sit at 6-7 in a lot of danger, losing to a 5-8 Jacksonville team that's strangely in the playoff hunt. But at 5-8, you're only one game back of 6-7, like you said.
Are you stirring your coffee back there, Marty? Is that what you're doing?
No, that was me sipping the coffee.
Oh, you're sipping the coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, no matter what time of day it is.
Radio runs on coffee, period.
Carolina at the Giants. Do the Giants get a win against the Panthers and thwart their undefeated season, Jeff? I say no.
I think this is interesting. I think that this is one of those last shots to knock Carolina off. Who'd have thought we'd have been talking about the prospect of Carolina going 16-0 before the season started? I think when there were seven teams that were 4-0, that the one that we dismissed quickly was the Carolina Panthers because they weren't doing it pretty early. But they really earned that zero in the loss column with the way that they've played, and they seem to be getting better with each week. So, the Giants, they're in that unfortunate NFC East, and, they've got to start treating every game like it's a, win or go home kind of deal. So if the Panthers were to lose, and I'm not saying that they are, I think the Giants right here in this spot might be a good place to pick that loss.
I think you might be right, but I don't think they will lose. I think Giants put up a fight. They're trying to stay atop the NFC East. A good late game in the afternoon, Denver at Pittsburgh. I like the Steelers a lot in this game. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I do too. It's the Steelers going into that Cincinnati game, that was the flashpoint to where they really kick it into high gear and start chasing down that AFC North title with the Bengals playing without the services of Andy Dalton. We haven't seen much from AJ McCarron, and I think there's a reason for that. I think the Bengals are in trouble even against San Francisco, but the Steelers keep on rolling. Denver, I think that they're going to a lot of praise due to Brock Osweiler for the job that he's done, but we've seen that he can be exposed in certain ways, that he can be shut down. You put it on Denver's running game, which hasn't proven itself. Pittsburgh's defense has been a little bit better than I thought, and as long as they can keep Roethlisberger upright, I think that they've got more than a chance in this one. I think that they've got a chance to win this one by multiple scores.
Okay, Jeff, your Cleveland Browns playing the Seattle Seahawks this week. Did you see where Pete Carroll, Petey Red Bull, jumped on top of the lockers there after the game? Kind of Tom Cruise-like when he jumped around on the couch there on the Oprah show. Do you think a win over Jimmy Clausen and the Baltimore Ravens warrants all that excitement?
Well, it might be better than marrying Katie Holmes getting into Scientology, but no, it's just that's who Petey is. The players love playing for him. He's got a fan base unlike any other NFL head coach. I like Pete's enthusiasm. I think the players like it, and I think that the results speak for themselves. Like, you know, if I were a fan of another NFC team, I might not feel that way. But, you know, seeing as how I don't have a dog in the fight here, no problem with Petey's antics. I think they're more designed for college, but he's made it work in the NFL. And, you know, hey, you got to applaud him for that.
Hey, Marty, I think it's more designed for junior high.
What coaches
climb up on a locker and start jumping around after a win over the hapless Ravens?
It reminds me of a college coach, when he was at, USC for all those years?
Yeah, okay. Well, we will agree to disagree on that one. I think he needs to settle down. And when he's on the sideline, he's up and he's down and he's up and he's down and he's chewing. It's like, give me a break. Don't cut to him.
Could you imagine a more subdued coach? Like a Bill Belichick or even a Mike McCarthy taking on those antics.
Yeah, I don't know if the lockers would support McCarthy at this point. But that's a topic for another day. Okay, let's look at the Sunday night game, Jeff. Our second team, yours first is Browns, second is the Cardinals. My first is the Packers, second is the Cardinals. We both live in Arizona. The Arizona Cardinals, 11-2 this year, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. In Philadelphia, Eagles need a win real bad, but I still think Arizona just walks away with this one. What say you?
You would think so, but these late games, I mean, you look at the way that the Cardinals played against like the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. These big games, I think the Cardinals shy away from the spotlight a little bit. They took it to Seattle, they took it to Cincinnati, but if you're looking at a flaw in the Cardinals, it's possible that they struggle under the bright lights of Monday Night Football. Going on the road, Eagles have a lot to play for. Real trap game situation for the Cardinals. Now, if they can go into Philadelphia, improve to 12-2, and solidify themselves for a first round bye in the playoffs, that's what they have to play for. So. Unless something happens to Carson Palmer or the Cardinals defense doesn't show up, I expect Cardinals by double digits in this one.
Okay, and the Monday night game that everybody's really looking forward to, I'm sure ESPN is elated to have this on the schedule, Detroit at New Orleans. Marty, who do you like in this big matchup with absolutely no playoff implications?
Isn't Big Bang Theory on?
It could be. Or reruns of Get Smart. Isn't there something that ESPN could do to get a better game at this point of the season? It's like a waste of Monday Night Football.
I think that the Sunday Night Football model that NBC has that promotes, flexing into better games for Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night obviously being the marquee matchup that Monday Night used to be. It would be nice to see if you could flex these kind of games, but. Who knows with it being a weekday night, logistics, traffic, hotels around the stadium, who knows, how difficult it is to actually change the day of a game versus moving a 4 o'clock kick back to 8:30. So you'd like to see some flexing, even with, you probably can't do it with Thursday. I think it's a little more feasible with Monday.
Yeah, Monday, I think they could do something. They should think about that because that's just a waste of a Monday night game this time of year, late December, and you've got Detroit at New Orleans. Blech. All right, Jeff Rich, catch him.
Dave, you can gamble on the game, right?
Yeah, you can still do that.
So and that's really what Monday Night Football is all about. It's all for the gamblers. So why not satiate their needs for a hedge?
Yeah, my son's fantasy league.
Yeah, fantasy football, exactly, all that kind of stuff. All right, quickly, Jeff, tell us about morethanafan.net.
Hey, morethanafan.net, we're searching for opinions from all over the country. We got people all over the continent, potentially all over the globe here. We don't break the news. We comment on it, and we try to bring brilliant commentary to bring the reader something a little bit different than they're going to see at any other site that's not morethanafan.net.
All right, Jeff Rich, we will be back with John Poulter, our professor of sports, when we return. Jeff and I will do it next week. And you are listening to the Weekend Sports Report.
Decorating for the holidays should be a joyful time, but it can put a pinch on your budget. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about an economical approach to Christmas trees right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. These days, a nice artificial Christmas tree can cost $100 or more, but you can save big on a live Christmas tree if you do the cutting yourself. No, I'm not talking about chopping one out of your neighbor's yard. You can find a tree farm that allows you to cut it yourself, and you'll save money, get a fresh tree, and enjoy a family outing all at the same time. Folks in suburban communities can count on spending $30 to $45 for a tree, while those in outlying areas will pay a bit less. You don't need a truck because most Christmas tree farms will shake the tree to remove the loose needles and then package and load it for you. But remember, get it into water within 2 hours after cutting. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll. The Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects. The safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Service and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
We're back on the Weekend Sports Report. Packer Dave here with my buddy Marty Zivin pitching in this week on the show. And Marty, right now we bring in from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, our professor of sports. We're going to be talking hockey and baseball here on this segment. He is John Poulter. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be with you again, and great to chat with you again, Marty.
Yeah, it's been a while, John. We had a lot of fun a couple of years ago here. So
back on the old Black and Blue Football Review show.
Oh, yes, and I still had the bruises to prove it.
Hey, well, this is pretty much like the Black and Blue Football Review, just kind of a different name. I just still like to call it the Packer Dave Show, Marty. Okay?
Well, we get some singers and dancers and stuff. It might turn into something.
Yeah, and you know, Marty's pitching in here, John. This is, you know, he came in late duty. Steve, at the last minute, had to say he cannot go this week.
Yeah,
so we pull Marty off the bench after a couple of years hiatus. Here he is.
Well, it's good to know that we still have the bullpen working for us, eh?
Exactly. All right, John, let's start with baseball. Tell us what's going on in Major League Baseball. Marty, chime in here if you want to add about what's going on in Chicago, of course.
A lot of stuff going on last week. Baseball meetings going on, John?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that we didn't see some more key signings from the winter meetings. I guess a lot of talks going on, and perhaps a lot of those discussions were just setting the groundwork for future deals. Perhaps the biggest deal that came out of those in terms of those meetings in terms of free agent signings was Johnny Cueto going to the Giants, which is kind of an interesting contract because my understanding is that he originally turned down a 6-year, $120 million contract with the Diamondbacks, I guess thinking that wasn't enough. He subsequently waited a little while, ended up signing with the Giants for the same term, 6 years, but $130 million. but there's an opt-out clause in it. And I can't remember now whether the opt-out is after 2 years or three. I believe it's after two. So Cueto obviously believes that in a couple of years he's going to be able to garner a little bit more money on the free agent market. But I think he's got a little bit to prove, because while he looked very good in the National League with Cincinnati, I think everybody, including himself, will admit that he did have some struggles when he went to Kansas City, whether it was the elbow problem acting up again or just the fact that he was facing strange hitters and perhaps stronger hitters because he was in the American League. But I would think that he would be quite disappointed with his postseason performance with the Royals. So this is a bit of a proving ground for him. And I felt that the Giants probably had to come back and answer some of their competition. Obviously, with Zach Greinke moving from the Dodgers to the Diamondbacks, it just sort of moves a little bit of the balance of power in that division. And perhaps we now have a three-way race in that Western division with Arizona joining the Dodgers and the Giants in terms of a three-headed monster in the West. So to me, those were the biggest moves that we saw this week. Lots of tinkering going on with other teams, lots of new general managers kind of feeling their way through and learning their systems and learning their personnel and seeing where they can improve. But there's still a couple of key free agents out there that are going to make an impact. And I guess the biggest one is probably Chris Davis. And it's going to be very interesting to see where he signs. I saw last week that the Orioles have now withdrawn their contract offer to him. So whether that means that they're a little fed up with him or they want to move in another direction or they just feel he's too rich for their blood, I guess we don't know. But he might be the biggest signing still out there as far as I can see.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, with us. And Marty, you know, last week we had Pat Hughes on the program.
Yep.
The radio voice of the Cubs. And the Cubs this offseason, what about any moves they're making, Marty and John?
Well, Marty, do you want to take that first?
Well, you know, I'm more of a White Sox fan than a Cub fan, but
boy.
the point being is that the Cubs need they've got to look at their left field situation with Scherzer. Is he going to be a liability for his hitting or vice versa, and are these kids going to be able to do next year what they did last year?
Well, I think that's going to be an interesting piece for the Cubs. I mean, they've certainly gone out and signed some quality players, specifically in terms of position players. Mm-hmm. Ben Zobrist to play second base and Jason Heyward presumably to play center field, unless we see some more changes. Perhaps Soler gets traded for starting pitching and they end up with Heyward in right field. And, of course, they've strengthened their pitching staff significantly. Schwarber is an interesting case. When he first came up, he came up as a catcher, and it was clearly his bat that got him to the major leagues as opposed to his defense. And what I saw in the postseason with him playing left field, if I was a Cubs fan or part of the Cubs management team, I wouldn't feel real comfortable with him out in left field. I would consider him a severe liability. He might be the best example in today's game of a guy who's built for the American League and a DH position, but he sure is a good talent in terms of his bat. So I don't think the Cubs are going to be giving up on him too quickly, but you have to wonder how long they can, especially in a small park like Wrigley Field, you have to kind of wonder how long they're going to put up with
They don't defense. Have anywhere else to put him. They can't put him at first base at all. So it's either he's got to cut bait in left field or he's gone, I would imagine.
That's exactly right, because he's not going to be playing at first base and he's not going to be catching. We already know that he's got a weakness there. Mm-hmm. And Rizzo is pretty much entrenched at first base and deservedly so. So to your point, yes, I think it's left field or nowhere. And maybe he is the guy that they trade in terms of their outfield surplus. Maybe he's the guy they make part of a package with an American League team to get some pitching back, and perhaps they solve their problem that way and put Soler in left field and go from there. But still lots of time before spring training, and quite frankly, I don't think the Cubs are finished, and there's several other teams that I don't think are finished in terms of shaping their roster for 16.
John Poulter with us. He's coming to us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now let's move on to hockey, John. And what's the news in the National Hockey League that strikes you?
Well, there's a couple of things happening that I guess are getting my interest. The first one is Calgary started. The Calgary Flames started out just horribly. Have still given up the most goals in the league at 105 as we record this show. But 3 weeks ago, they were sort of mired in last place along with their provincial rivals Edmonton. But Calgary has now won 7 in a row. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10. And all of a sudden, they find themselves just 2 points out of a playoff spot in the Western Conference. And similarly with Colorado. Colorado's gone from the bottom, and they've now got 33 points, so they're holding on to that eighth-place spot in the Western Conference, and they've made some moves. But to me, the huge surprise in that Western Conference is the abysmal performance of the Anaheim Ducks. Here's a team that was the best in the league last year on a regular season basis, lost a 7-game Western Conference final to the Blackhawks. Looked like they had all the pieces in place. All of a sudden, they've dropped down to the bottom of the Western Conference with 27 points. And in fact, they're tied for being at the bottom of the league with Toronto and Columbus, who also both have 27 points. So I'm beginning to think it's a situation where perhaps the clock is ticking on head coach Bruce Boudreau. I'm not so sure how much longer management will want to see that continue. We saw a firing in Pittsburgh this past week for exactly the same reasons, a team that has a lot of stars that's underperforming. I don't think it's going to be too long before there's a change in Anaheim, and my guess would be that if the first week of January we're still looking at the Anaheim Ducks down at the bottom, don't be surprised if we see a new face behind the Ducks bench.
All right, John Poulter, our professor of sports from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Always good information, and we'll do it again next week. Marty, you at least got to see John on your Skype here, you know, before Christmas. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I'd never seen John. We, as I say, we've done the old Black and Blue review, and always had an idea of what he looked like. Here I had a chance to actually see him.
I thought we did the video when we did the Black and Blue football reunion. You never saw him.
Never saw a video.
No, we didn't have the video hooked up when we were doing that show. I guess that's a sign of the times. Either it was technology that we didn't know how to use at the time, or it was technology that wasn't available. But amazing what we can do in this day and age.
I've always been told I have a face for radio. So
I think I'm in the same category, Marty, so yes. Don't feel badly.
Oh, come on, forget it. You're both gorgeous guys. Guys. All right. Well, happy holidays to everybody
kind of
out
way,
there. I'm Packer Dave with John Poulter and Marty Zivin. We want to thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Weekend Sports Report.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right, tough guy.
Bye-bye.
Scumbag.
Goodbye.
Tell you what, Dipstick, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I hear you, Fruitcake.
Oh, it's hopeless. I ought to club them and eat their bones.
Goodbye.
Now, you ladies, carry on.
Excellent.
See you later, pal. I'm going home.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm glad that's over. Now it's over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Let's get out of here.
By now, I'm sure many of you are already enjoying the sight and the smell of a real Christmas tree in your home. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about keeping it safe this holiday season right after this.
The bathroom is one of the main sources of excess moisture and humidity in the home, both of which are signs of poor indoor air quality. Poor indoor air quality can lead to health issues such as increased allergy symptoms, asthma, or respiratory problems. Make sure to use the ventilation fan in your bathroom not only while you shower, but also for 10 minutes afterwards. or a hands-free operation, use a Broan humidity-sensing or motion-sensing ventilation fan. You can learn more at Broan.com. Broan Newtone, bringing fresh ideas home.
This time of the year, there are a few things that get us in the holiday spirit as well as a real Christmas tree. But unfortunately, a dry-cut evergreen tree can also become a raging inferno in seconds. It's important to never let a fresh tree dry out, so here's a few tips. Check the tree stand's water reserve frequently, and particularly when you first bring it into the home. Never let the water drop below the bottom of the tree. If the needles become brittle or drop off excessively, the tree is just too dry. Be sure to locate the tree away from heat sources like radiators, fireplaces, and hot air vents. Finally, only use UL-approved lights on your tree and never burn candles anywhere near it. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's corner.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll, the Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects, the safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.